This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill aimed at the excessive rate of suicides among farmers and others in the farming industry was signed into law by Governor Inslee last week. Yelm Representative J.T. Wilcox sponsored the bill after he says his eyes were opened by an article he read in a national publication.
This article pointed out that among all occupational groups, not only in the United States, but worldwide, farmers had the leading rate of suicide. I had no idea. This has not touched me or my family.
Wilcox says the bill takes into account several factors, including behavioral health and suicide rates of people in the ag industries, components for inclusion in a behavioral health and suicide prevention pilot program, and opportunities to improve the behavioral health status of ag workers and reduce the risk of suicide.
What you have in the farming world are people that are deeply committed. They are generational, but it is super high stress, and you have the unusual weight of generations on your shoulders. It also has a high rate of failure.
The 2nd District Republican proposed the first-of-its-kind bill to help farmers and farm workers cope with the stresses of farming.
They are people that perhaps have a tradition of not asking for a lot of help.
Wilcox says the suicide rate among workers in farming, fishing, and forestry is 5 times greater than that of the general population.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.